Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, a pizza survey, honey with Viagra, and a lion's cage. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Her hair was Chicago. Her nose wins the race. Her mug broke the mold. She's got Scottie Pippen face. She'll put a spin move on you. Don't let her fade away. There's no cure, we're told. She's got Scottie Pippen face. And she'll tease you. She'll unseat you. All that butter face will defeat you. She's atrocious, and she knows just what it takes to make you bust. She's Alice the Goon, Miss Place. She's got that Scottie Pippen face. It's still better than Mugsy Bogues boobs. Hey, Tom, she don't wear panties. You know what that is?
What?
Factory Air Jordans. Oh. She loves dive bars. Might be from Mars. Flat face like she's been chasing parked cars. Braggadocious. And she knows just what it takes to make you bust. All the boys thinks it's a waste, cause she's got Scottie Pippen face.
She's got Scottie Pippen face.
I said it right to her, Scottie Pippen face.
Through Horace Bryant goggles.
Scottie Pippen face. It's a real sourpuss.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
All right. Christy's here, and Josh, Ace, Pat.
Yeah, we were talking pizza before the break. I hope you were here for it. There's also more to this. The survey also uncovered some interesting ways people from different states prefer to eat their pizza. And I am one of these people, too.
Well, it's the edge first in your mouth, right?
45% of Georgia residents surveyed they like to eat the crust first. Yes.
Now, are you a knife and fork pizza eater?
I am a knife and fork pizza eater.
Oh, every time?
Yes. Most of the time.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Josh, are you a pickup single fold guy?
Oh, boy.
Depends on the pizza.
I think that's right. The New York style that's of right. Eating pizza. That's a nice fold it,
it does depend on the pizza. I'm not much of a folder, I don't think. Yeah.
65% of Minnesotans were adamant about not folding their pizzas.
Okay, like. Yeah. Yeah, I don't tend to fold.
Yeah, I don't tend to fold.
Really?
I know it's the fatter way to eat it. That's not how I do it, though.
See what you've
You're
done.
So mean.
I didn't see you.
See what you've done.
He cut you off before you even started.
Yeah, no, he started when he asked me the question.
I know, he was laughing.
You're trying to get as much pizza in your mouth at once, right? That's what he's asking.
If you could fold the entire pizza and put it in your mouth.
Now, you just grab one piece and just smash it together, try to ball it up like a softball, and then just shove that in your fat gob.
You eat three or four pieces, then go vomit, and then eat three or four more, right?
My goal for this year has been realized. I no longer have to do anything but look at him. and he starts doing it.
Evidently, people call this the Holy Trinity. It's pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom.
Yeah, that's a tasty pizza.
I'm with Christy. I do not like the pepperoni. Spoils everything. It's too much.
And it really, really cooked that pepperoni. Like crispy bacon only.
You like it when it becomes a bowl?
Oh, they pop up? A crispy bowl?
They fill those now.
They remind one of an areola, yeah. That's what I like.
No, I always think of, whenever I think of pepperoni pizza, we had a gentleman in here who had been on the island.
Misfit Toy. No, that's not right.
Survivor?
No, Dick Gregory, the famous comedian. And who became kind of a health food guy and lost a lot of weight.
That's right. What was his order of pizza?
And this guy came in here, and he weighed more than 500 pounds. And
I want to say more than six.
He'd lost a great deal of weight.
Okay.
Thanks to Dick Gregory. But we were talking about what he liked to eat when he was big, and he said his favorite thing, he would get a double pepperoni on pizza, and it would arrive, and he mentioned a local pizza place, and it would arrive just sitting in a puddle of its own grease.
Oh, it must have.
I can't.
And remember how long he talked about with the fondness that of a Chinese buffet. He loved Chinese buffet.
And sadly, he ended up leaving us very shortly thereafter.
Yeah. So he could have stayed fat.
He could have.
Turns out he didn't save any time at all.
Yeah. Look at the bright side. Thank you. Now, Pat, our pizza sommelier, of course, is Ace Cosby. Last year, he ate pizza every day for a month and nothing but pizza. It was part of a special challenge. And you wrote a bunch of pizza songs for Ace.
30 songs, but I have to come clean. The truth is, 27 of them are about Ace, and there are only really three evergreen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can you play one of the evergreen pizza songs for me?
I can. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Here we go.
That's the only number between 1 and 3. So I think I was being set up there.
Well, this is your favorite one. Okay, here we go. Billy Joel.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Some folks like pizza just for the cheese. Or the fact that it's delivered whenever you please. Oh, but that doesn't matter to me.
No, no, no.
Make it crispy at 500 degrees. I don't care about the toppings and sauce. Make sure the pizza dough is kneaded and ready to toss. 'Cause you know what's important to us. Oh, it's always been a matter of crust. Oh, always been a matter of crust.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, Billy. I just love that song. Now, we're going to push on with Christy Lee.
Did you know that packets of honey laced with erectile dysfunction drugs are sold as an all-natural aphrodisiac and are being seized in record quantities in France? Authorities have warned customers that they're taking serious risks by consuming the honey due to potentially deadly effects.
Apparently, this was catching on college campuses.
We had, University of Arizona, right?
I believe you're correct, because we had that story a while back. Monday, a record 31,000 tons of the illegally imported honey touted as an all-natural sexual enhancement.
Sexual. I'm feeling so sexual.
It's like Elton John.
Were seized by...
With a Marilyn Monroe song. very, very awkward.
More than sexual.
Often tainted
really crammed in there, though.
From the 22nd row!
Oh, sorry.
Often tainted with drugs like Viagra were seized. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I want the Viagra. Here's what I want. I want some of that Cialis.
Often tainted with drugs like Viagra were seized in France last year. Meanwhile, here in the States, several male students at Arizona State University admitted to taking multiple honey packets. According to Forbes, the packets of honey contain unregulated pharmaceutical ingredients.
Yeah, don't mess around with it.
Aren't French men supposed to be the ultimate lovers or something? Or is that Italian?
They're certainly the they'll seduce a woman.
That means they'll kiss her twice.
Seduce. Have you ever been seduced?
I've never been seduced. I've been trapped, but I've never been.
You've been ensnared?
Yeah, with lawyers and everything, but I've never been seduced.
U.S. Customs officers in Mississippi seized a shipment of so-called male enhancement honey from Turkey in a box labeled kitchen ornament and Turkish delight set.
Now, here's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to put them in boxes. What are we going to put on the outside? Hang on, I'll tell you. Kitchen utensils.
The FDA previously issued a warning about Royal Honey VIP, a product promoted for sexual enhancement that was found to contain undeclared... is it tadalafil, the active ingredient in?
Tadalafil.
Tadalafil.
Oh, Cialis. Yeah.
It's spelled...
T-I-D-A-L-F-I,
which I guess stands for... Ta-da! I'm going to fill you with this. Ta-da, Phil. This says it's the active ingredient in Cialis.
Right. The ED meds can put you at risk for, like, significant blood pressure changes, prolonged painful erections. So you want to be careful.
So this is universal, apparently. If they found, what'd you say, tons of it in France, Arizona,
Turkish delight,
Mississippi,
Turkey, but it's a thing. So it's in little honey packets. So beware, it's not in a natural ingredient. It's in fact pharmaceutical.
You know, evidently, it looks like Pat has something to say about this.
Have you heard Male Enhancement Honey by Bobby Goldsboro?
No, I have not.
Here we go. Well, Bobby Goldsboro. Well, see, my member, how big it's grown. Without these herbs and male hormones.
That's right.
It isn't big. Girls laughed at me when I disrobed. Before I got my special honey, it was just a twig. Oh, U.S. Customs found and seized a miracle from the honeybees called Turkish Delights. It's not real honey, so they say, but it worked for me anyway, and I have a date tonight. Male Enhancement Honey, I miss you. You were working so good. Oh, you took my sapling and turned it into wood.
And I'd like to apologize to Elton John for forcing the word sexual into that song the way you crammed in those lyrics. Those are nice. So beware of... eating the honey.
Don't eat enhanced honey.
It might attract horny bears, and then God knows, that'd be an awful way to go.
Another PSA for you today. A Pakistani man mauled by a lion after entering the animal's cage to film a TikTok video.
Yeah.
Now, we just had a guy.
All about the gram.
Remember we had a guy, was it last week?
In Uzbekistan or somewhere who did it for his girlfriend.
And dead.
Yeah. He was a zookeeper. He knew better.
Eaten by the lion. Was that a tiger or a lion?
It was a lion.
So what's the story on this idiot?
The Tribune Express News reports Mr. Muhammad Azim entered the lion's cage at a breeding farm in the nation's Punjab province.
I see him, but I don't know him.
Okay. With his phone in hand, he reportedly tried to approach the lion. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. When it attacked. The man in his 20s suffered severe injuries to his face, shoulder, and arm, but was rescued by the farm's owner. Mr. Azim was rushed to a hospital where he is receiving treatment. Oh, by the way, the Punjab government prohibits shooting TikTok or other videos with wild animals. Probably a good idea.
Does this work with lions and kitty, 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 kitty?
It does.
I think you're missing the larger one. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on this.
What's the problem?
Well, I think it's been a rough week for the lions. And here's one victory for him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
All right.
I feel bad for this lion. It stuck in a zoo in Pakistan where the zookeeper probably, weighed 105? can I be in a Mississippi zoo, please?
You're hardly worth worth eating.
This is mostly bone and gristle.
I'm an American.
What'd you call it? Southern fat? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get in.
They're filled with sweet tea.
So what do you suppose? You suppose these people are high?
No, I think they're idiots.
They're trying to make a video.
They want a viral video.
They see a lion and they think, he looks kind of fine right now.
He's in a breeding program. He's here on a farm. Why not?
Your average big cat is pretty docile when it knows you're not edible at the moment.
There was a woman interviewed on the news that she climbed into a lion's cage and she said all the other people had pictures in front of the lion outside the cage, and I'm the only one that had. I was touching the lion's head.
That's what she said.
And she was so proud. Yes.
Ugh.
Wow, what an idiot.
And quite insane.
Yeah, you've got to be out of your mind.
Got to be out of your mind.
And Christy, I know Christy works a lot with the zoo. And zoos now have to bend over backwards to prevent idiots from climbing in.
Absolutely.
Because it seems to be happening more and more.
Yeah, you would think they wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
People would know.
Yeah, maybe.
Enter the cage at your own risk.
You don't need a sign saying, don't stick your arm in here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy have something of his finger bitten off last year that should know better and stuck it in there. Yikes!
If it wasn't a matter of killing the animals after these things, I'd be all for it. Go ahead.
Let them eat the people.
Yes. In fact, I think I would pay good money to go to a zoo where they feed people to them. Why not? Let's get some of these violent criminals.
You know, that is the thing. If the lion just
So you're taking back, because as you know, I am in favor of cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah,
One of the few that will say that.
Right. To the lions, I think, should be brought back to the American justice system.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it may not deter the next guy from doing it, but it's entertaining.
It sure is. Are you not entertained?
If a person gets into a cage and a lion eats the person, the lion gets killed.
It sucks.
That's not fair.
That's what happened.
Right.
The guy last week that was eaten by the lion, they ended up killing one of the lions.
Yeah.
It's not the lion's fault.
No.
They're lions.
This lion did not get killed.
Okay, good.
Do you think somebody went into the cage and there were two lions? Goes, all right, who ate that guy? And they pointed at each other. It wasn't me.
One of the lions just so much blood.
He's got a
I don't know who did it.
Got a toothpick. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a very elaborate joke. I think it may be about a zoo with two lions in it, a lady lion and a boy lion.
Mm-hmm.
You know this one.
Oh, there's an Eastern European fella.
There's an Eastern European fella.
Tom, it's called a lion and a lionette.
Okay, a lionette. Okay.
Lioness.
And this Eastern European gent is an idiot. He's trying to do a TikTok video and he gets eaten by one of the lions and they have to figure out which one to kill and... They walk up to the other zookeeper and they go, who ate him? He goes, the check is in the mail.
Very simple.
See, he's Czechoslovakian. You see. Like I said, it's a very elaborate joke. And when well told, it can be quite funny.
I thought I was talking there for a second.
So sorry. Again, I feel bad for the critters.
Yes.
They did nothing wrong. Okay.
They did what they're trained to do. They're not trained. That's what their instincts are.
Although that lion might, hey, go ahead and kill me. I'm in a Pakistani zoo. I would rather be dead. It sucks here.
Well, I forget.
How much curry can a tiger and lion eat?
Where are, I should know this, but I don't. Tigers are in India, right?
Yes. But
tigers are in India.
Lions, are they primarily, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Aren't there more?
Africa?
So there are no tigers in
I don't think
Pakistan.
Any of this
no,
is
there
accurate.
Are no tigers in Africa.
I don't, because there are more tigers here, privately owned, than there are anywhere in the world.
It's a shame,
correct.
Yeah. Than in the wild, yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Now, are there still tigers in China?
I don't know.
Because I know that there were some that would occasionally find them in North Korea because it would go, they would make their way there.
South, back and forth to South Korea?
I don't know if they ever made
they
it
They would
south.
Summer in South Korea.
I think they got a pretty good wall, don't they, between North and South Korea? Is it like...
They have a minefield.
Yeah. So the smartest of tigers might not make it.
There's no mine.
Down to Seoul.
No, it's not a wall. It's just, you know, some guys with some automatic weapons and a minefield.
Is
minefield.
That what it is? No, yeah. I think they are. They can see each other.
Yes,
like the North soldiers and the Southern soldiers.
Yes.
They can see each other, from what I understand.
Do the guys in the South just eat fast food and grin?
Yeah.
Hey,
listen to music.
We're jamming to some tunes and having KFC. How's things in the North?
See this hot dog? DoorDash. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I know. Let's move forward here. But tell us how you like your pizza. The survey, quite interesting. And Josh is adamant that he does not fold his pizza.
Well,
I was not implying that that's a way to get more in at once.
I think you were.
No, I think it's a way to...
I'll take it a step further. I know you.
No. It is a way to keep the ingredients from falling off the edge.
Are you a thin or a thick crust person?
It depends on the mood, both.
Yeah, I'm all too, yeah.
Yeah, I feel sassy. I'll get the thick crust.
Always thin.
I was having a very serious discussion about... locally, there are about four different types of pizza available.
I love it.
And there's a couple of places that have very unusual dough.
Freedom of choice, baby. Yeah.
There are some places that I like to only eat it there. Their to-go pizza doesn't cut it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Their pizza, if you're in person, is great. You put it in a box, move it. It loses all of its charm.
That's interesting.
I wonder why that is.
I'll tell you who it is, and I think you'll agree with me off the air.
Pat, what are your go-to toppings?
Non-veganism. Honestly, onion and green pepper for a while, and now it's just cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, if you weren't
vegan. But you can't eat cheese. You're vegan.
Cheese. Oh, I cheat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, so wait, you're finally admitting it?
I haven't in a while, but you're asking about pizza.
Can we drop this veganism thing? Just say you're a regular, normal
person. This Inquisition?
I think he's mad.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.